parents can hear me.
Welcome to the Grateful Shows podcast, exploring the world of Grateful Dead live shows through history, philosophy, fiction, and poetic meditations. I'm your guide, host, and author, JY Pod, asking you to join me as we take a step back. It's set to at the Hampton Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, Friday, March 21st, 1986. Once again, thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. Shall we go? Grateful Shows, Tour Book 2, Show Number 3, a meditation on the Hampton Coliseum in Hampton, Virginia, Friday, March 21st, 1986. Mothership Departures. Set 2. Uncle John's Band. Light it up, because here they come. Ditch the bandana for a tricorn and a ragged old glory hanging from a broomstick. Oriental snakes have coalesced into an emblem on fabric, immobile and docile. But we know better. Their motto, "Don't tread on me," is an afterthought. We know danger when we see it. Kind folk, one and all, protect our freedom from sworn enemies, bouts of forgetfulness, jobs, and a lack of tickets. Keep your part of the bargain, and we'll do our best to tell you exactly how the song does go. Tonight's lyrics are more forgotten than correctly sung, but it's less bothersome than Althea from last night. Forgotten words during Uncle John's Band are an essential part of the Grateful Dead experience, where a perfect rendition would be a greater miracle. This is the last set in Hampton, and we've learned to accept what we have rather than nitpick. The thing is, with Uncle John's Band, a tasty jam erases any vocal mistakes, and throughout their career, the Dead has erased way more than they've left. So here it comes, and there we go. It may get strange for a while, so bear with us. As long as the rhythm continues to roll across this vast land, there is little reason to fear that we will be consumed by the great darkness that lurks. We see it, the delicate balance we must accept to undertake this journey, both inside ourselves and in the outside world. It's a gamble, a danger, and a risk to our bodies and minds. Just look at our dear leader. He guides us, but where to? His self-destructive path has been carved out through slash-and-burn methods, leaving his children with a clear blueprint to follow. But enough darkness. We've already moved past it as we tumble, roll, and spin into a new level of awareness. Oh, it feels so good. The waves of the Atlantic pounding us, knowing our strong, protective father is there to pull us from the foam. Recklessness needs a point of return, a safety net. So if you never had a father to give you that sense of security, now is your chance. Jerry and the boys will always rescue you from the crashing foam, no matter how far they take you. Our clapping signals whether we agree. And don't think the subtle supplication teases that surface for good at the end of the song before being eclipsed by Terrapin have gone unnoticed. They're there. A gentle reminder that even when things go wrong, the straight path is always within reach. Terrapin Station. A gentle transition ushers in the emotional tender Terrapin Station. We waited anxiously for it to arrive, eyes fixed on the horizon. Jerry struggles to remember the words, but falters, prompting a gasp from the world builders and the pious folks, who are the only remaining citizens in his kingdom, torn apart by war and neglect. Finally, triumphant, regal, and distinguished, His Majesty arrives with soldiers and sailors by his side. The ruined kingdom can now begin the delicate process of healing. The first step is to find the woman, the true maiden of spring, as fair as possible, so the gods can agree that life may start anew. The men of this kingdom are just as strong as anyone who seeks to court her, and she, the flower, vanishes before the gentle light of inspiration can unlock her inner torment, longing to be seen, yet hesitant to offer her hand. At present, this is the closest anyone has come to understanding this great myth. Terrapin's lyrical symbolism was only recently deciphered by a London archaeology graduate student who happened to cross-reference the text with a newly excavated Hittite cuneiform tablet found at a site in eastern Turkey. Imagine countless civilizations that have risen and fallen since antiquity, their history, lore, and heroes slaughtered, soaked in blood, and set on fire, erasing all traces from the earth. The ongoing process of history rewriting itself, the unending stamp of authority on the land, pushes valor and honor further underground, providing nourishment for the specialist worms that consume the history of past glories. The regurgitated mass surfaces again, used as crop fertilizer to nourish the next generation. It is heavy, poignant, and utterly necessary. Terrapin is a brilliant call for the penultimate night here in Hampton. Too bad there isn't a show tomorrow. The boys are just getting started. We stand at full attention and salute the band and the armies of men who gave up their lives so we may enjoy the fruits of this current regime, benevolent enough to let us spend our leisure time in the presence of such greatness. The Philly horizon beckons. Our minds are made up. We are going. Just then, a breathless messenger arrives with an account written by the official Herald at Arms, entitled A Lost Discourse on the Concept of Terrapin. It sheds even more light on the struggle from a witness's perspective. It reads as follows. The battle here is real. Jerry confronts his demons as valiantly as he fights on the front lines. He has slain most of them, but even with the current ferocity blazing from his guitar, both he and the attendees realize it is a losing cause. He is carefully supported by his comrades. They perform their duties with love and great attention, yet no amount of love, care, or attention can move the penultimate dragon. It awaits, ready to swallow any who dare come close enough to be burned by its flames of unyielding truth. Discover your truth at your own peril. The time is near. Word came later that the Herald himself perished during the long trek back to the homeland. Playing in the band. And what would spring be without a resurrection? This time, featuring the first night's Playing in the Band, as well as a sneaky bit of supplication from the first set. Congratulations, Bob and the rest. You have just secured our leader for at least one more night. That's all we ask. One more night. One more tour. One more hit. We're not that greedy. One more is all it takes. And another. This and that can wait. At least until we possess the one, which is all we desire. The playing return has triggered a deep desire within us. It also references the supplication, bringing us back to the circle. We're in deep now, happily avoiding responsibility for another round, exactly as it should be. There's just the right amount of slinky, windy, trippy influence to keep us flexible enough to bend in and out of any cracks that may appear at our feet, ready to swallow us whole. No, we aren't going anywhere, you fools. Hampton has reached its peak. This performance is why we make the journey, and it is also an important lesson on why judging the band based on a single show is impossible. Hampton itself, the venue, has been the main event. And by bringing back the incredible Playing in the Band from the first night, we can measure both the band's growth and our own. We have become battle ready. We know we possess the mental strength necessary to head north toward Philadelphia for the safe haven of three more shows. The main 10 jam goes down well. Now the dead are doing it. Phil, bless his heart, is an absolute powerhouse. His guiding hand once again lowers us to the floor, gently, safely, with the kindness of a good Samaritan. And like a good Samaritan, he is gone, off to help others more needy than us. What a great comeback after a rather lackluster round of second sets so far. Sometimes you have to dig deep, find the basics, refine them, and recover. Call that playing. Musical rehabilitative therapy. Garcia stays late for some extra noodling, seemingly aware that, by leaving the music, he may be consumed by the darkness lurking far beyond our sightline, but still directly in view with his own. We aren't complaining. His manager, however, is surprised by his eagerness, but does not reprimand him for this late-night session. It's for the good of the whole, they decide. He's not the type to complain to HR that he's being exploited. Let him work. The rest of the team heads home. Drums. Lights out, everyone. Enter the mind of a rehabilitated thinker. Better, faster, stronger. We can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have two drummers and a vast array of sounds at our disposal. An audience of 15,000 directs their thoughts in a positive direction at the start of a weekend that will flood the local area with enough ecstatic energy and other things to keep a certain part of the population happy through Memorial Day. But our drumming duo isn't concerned with that. They've brewed a cauldron of stink. The mixture heats up, turns black, and becomes tar-like, releasing slow, retching belches into the night. The gas acts as a sedative, making us immune to the pain of hundreds of tiny needles piercing our skin. The needles emit a specific frequency, which the drummers monitor and then send back the correct healing code. Woe to anyone who has retreated to the safety of the bathroom. This isn't a bathroom break. It's a chance to have your DNA flossed, cleansed, and reconfigured to extend your time on this planet. Our overlords have meticulously engineered us, but occasionally we need a refrequency tuning to optimize our biological functions and enhance our longevity. Billy and Mickey have been assigned to perform this procedure in minutes. It's a fair deal, considering that a licensed doctor's visit often involves multiple appointments over several months, most of them paid out of pocket, since no sane insurance company would cover them. Oh, the bargains we find at a Grateful Dead show. Who would have guessed? Space. With the tuning complete, the needles are removed, freeing us to move however we want within this new space. But there's little reason to. The band has adopted a slow rhythmic pattern that has us sitting captivated, like children, as the teacher reads a storybook aloud. No fidgeting, no looking out the window, no wondering what mom packed for lunch. The story draws us in, with us as the main character, fooled by the fox in women's clothing, even though we still can't get over how anyone could be so foolish as not to notice the scent of an animal over a woman. The path through the woods is filled with characters, and as your teacher eagerly reads, you root for the main character to finally defeat these animals that can speak, act, and wear clothes like humans. The mood turns wistful and pretty, like a wharf rat without the homeless August West. We see children enjoying taffy. The boardwalk is alive with clowns on stilts, free balloons, and the lingering scent of lovers passing by. Do we applaud that happiness or spite it in the absence of our own? Choices, choices. A portion of Jimmy Page's dazed and confused violin solo is in there somewhere. At least that is something we can hold on to. A little zep never hurt anyone. Besides, it's been proven that an entire relationship can be forgotten in the time it takes to listen to the full live version of Dazed and Confused from the Song Remains the Same soundtrack. Bonus points for bootleg versions between 1973 and 1975. Forget about Zeppelin. They are no longer with us, while the Grateful Dead remain a pillar of longevity. Sometimes it's luck, and sometimes it takes... I need a miracle. A Bobby vehicle, if there ever was one. He's been carrying the energy on his shoulders most of the time here in Virginia, so there's no reason he can't keep going. A power pop tune in under 4 minutes. Time to get cartoon on your asses, snarls Bobby's guitar. Bob's dynamite conjures images of the opening Roadrunner and the often frustrated Wile E. Coyote. Sorry, we just can't get past this picture. In fact, we should paint a black tunnel entrance near section 223 and watch all the heads pile up as they try to exit, but that would just be mean. Too much of everything, including the power to hurt, is just enough, and cooler heads will decide against it. Bobby has said his piece. We follow and wait for the Jerry ballad to come next. It was fun while it lasted, but it's time for Jerry to calm it down so he can lie back on a satin blue pillow of Stella. Stella Blue. Phenomenal choice. Just as they dialed it up. We'd love to meet the broken angel one night. Perhaps it sits upon a broken dream near a broken house overlooking a broken hole that houses a broken mouse. Catching lightning in a bottle, Garcia is in excellent vocal form for this performance. Maybe he found peace during the downtime granted by drums. A great call, and there's no doubt he will pull it out tonight just one more time. We love it. Somehow, he has conjured a final magic trick to vocally redeem himself. The ups and downs of touring, of life each day, trying to manage all the nonsense and people who we swear exist just to drive us crazy. The news, the economy, the pressures of living in a world where every day seems to bring another way to try to break you down. But not tonight, right now, during this majestic piece of music. You will stand strong. The crowd agrees. We have had enough. And as an extra measure, we will use the old method of clapping the bad vibes out of the air. It works better than sage and has far less odor. Shine. Another triumphant Garcia tune, his second of the set. And yes, my friends, Grateful Dead is fully resurrected from the dead, you might say, excusing the redundant metaphor. Who would have thought that a Stella Blue would be the vehicle to offer safe passage just one more time to the lost souls among us? So sweet, we want to yell it out like a sweaty Brando in a streetcar named Desire. We swear we see flowers erupt from Weir's guitar. This is catharsis. This is the reason we came to these shows. This is the moment when we may actually feel compassion for a fellow man. They aren't just here to torment us. They are also living their own hell, just trying to get by. Our only regret is that we wish Stella had gone on for about 5 more minutes. It was that good. A stellar Stella. Bravo. Sugar Magnolia. But too much sweetness can become sickening. You don't add sugar and honey to your coffee. Bobby has been waiting in the wings to go all out Hollywood and seal this 3-night run with a final emphatic statement song. The question is, how soon? Sugar Mag has got the momentum. It starts out racy. Brent is lively on the keys and guides Sugar Magnolia at a steady pace. Still, no sign of over-the-top cheese. However, some fans are growing impatient. They came here to enjoy rock star status. A few break free from security and climb onto speaker stacks to hang their leader in effigy. Giant puppets hang and sway from the stacks, encouraging the crowd to go higher and higher. It must have worked because the energy levels begin to rise dramatically. This is the kind of energy the ship needs to fully disengage from this sphere as it prepares for its departure toward an unknown destination, taking a part of us with it. It's a frenzy, a love fest, and a spectacle. Like a rock concert, showcasing showmanship at its best and embodying peak 80s cheese. And it is exactly what we want. If anyone doubts whether the Grateful Dead can rock and roll with the best of them, let this song serve as proof for the skeptics. It's difficult to believe, but it's real that this is actually happening. This is the spirit of rock and roll, played by a band that's been doing it longer than most rockers. A 5-second pause before Sunshine Daydream gives Garcia a moment to reload his 6-string and splash us with bursts of color. Now we're rocking, brothers and sisters. Come along with us as we wig out, bust it out, and proudly stick out our chests. Yes, we were there. We are there. We are here. We are everywhere. This is the cosmic oneness with every living thing that has ever touched the soul of music, from classical composers to a bunch of middle-aged men grinding out another show in front of their dedicated fans. This may have been a short set, but we sure as hell had a great time. Now here's Bob to take us to the promised land, high with plenty of echo, just how we like it. Oh, it's heady, a revelation, and well worth the price of admission. Heaven, just a dream indeed. Encore. It's all over now, baby blue. A sweet exit, Dylan style. Philadelphia, here we come. At times, we doubted whether the band would make it out of here, but never questioned the dead when they are down, because that's just the chance they take to pull off something big. And listen to Garcia. He really knows what it takes to pull off Dylan. Full disclosure, this is our favorite Dylan cover. Well, at least it was until they did that Visions of Joanna 2 nights ago. A reflective mood falls over the Coliseum. Ruminate on the good times and the not so good. Think about how you could have been a better person towards those you love. Did you call your parents? Do they know where you are? Have you made amends with your estranged sister yet? You used to share a bathtub. Remember those pictures, both of you smiling with shampoo bubble beards? Mother loved that one so much she kept it on her dresser. You know this because you put it away when you were going through her things after she passed. What caused the rift? Could it have been so terrible that you can't even talk to the one person you used to confide in? She's the reason you're attending tonight's show. She and her boyfriend, although 4 years older, kidnapped you for your first show 7 years ago when Brent was the new guy. A lifetime has passed since then, but something about the way the band sings, "It's All Over Now, Baby Blue," resonates with dread and urgency. Something terrible has happened to your sister. In your mind's eye, you hear her calling out for you. No need to question. The vibrations have embedded themselves inside you, shaking you to your core. You understand that while you cannot physically be with her at this moment, you offer a plea, a message you hope she receives. You project the bond you once had, the innocent and not so innocent times you shared, and the fact that she taught you everything you needed to know about the mindset of the opposite sex. You should have paid more attention back then. You receive her message through the fragrance of the air, which has a striking resemblance to that night in May in the same building when you, she, her boyfriend, and a few thousand babysitters were more than happy to welcome you with open arms, a sentiment you rarely encounter outside of shows. It is a message of sorrow, healing, and regret. It is a message that speaks of a new beginning, if you want it. It is a message that bears the insignia of a new leaf about to unfurl as spring begins to awaken on the East Coast of America in 1986. It is about time spent near the Mason-Dixon line an internal civil war that left no one standing. It's all over now. We're blue in the face, left to ask ourselves exactly what went on inside the spaceship by the beach, which is now no more than a distant glow in the equally blue sky filled with the hopes and gratitude of those dyed in the colors found exclusively inside a three-night stand at the Hampton Coliseum. See you all in Philly. Hope you had a good one. Thank you so much for choosing to spend time with us here at the Grateful Shows podcast. We'd love to hear from you. Feel free to drop us a line anytime. See you next show on Grateful Shows. If this reading of Grateful Shows has given you something to sit with, I'd be glad to have you along for the rest of the ride. You can listen on whatever platform suits you best. The link is in the show notes. And if you'd like to go deeper, the written work behind these readings will be available as a complete tour book upon finishing the tour. Again, the link is below. A short note on Podchaser would mean a great deal at this early stage of the show's life. And if you'd like to receive occasional communication about the writing and what's coming next, the newsletter sign-up is in the show notes too. Thank you so much for listening.